Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Welcome. Good day. Bonjour. You've tuned in to Live with Gabby, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live from 11:30 to noon Central Time. However, if you were not able to tune into the show today, you could log on blogtalkradio.com/KathyWatson.com, click on July 12th, and the topic is how to be brainier. Did you know that your brain, by some measure, peaks when you're 22 years old? Sidebar, tune into Secrets of Superagers. That was on July 11th. Introducing superheroes of the over 60 set, over 50, 60 age. A superager is someone between the age of 60 and 80 who has the memory of someone 20 to 30 years younger. Superagers aren't as rare as you think. In a Harvard Medical School study, nearly half of the older adults tested performed as well or better than the 18 to 32-year-olds. You want to know what the secret is, the key is? But you have to participate in it. The key is to keep the brain tissue in parts of the cortex from thinning. After all, the brain is a muscle, too. Our body and brain don't age. We do by our choices. Choices are greatest freedom. They come back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. You're listening to Life with Gabby, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. I love giving a voice to my passion. And my passion is to redefine the perception of aging, not only in America, but in the world. I love giving a voice to my passion. Hey, where are these experts who said that after the age of 50 that you can't be simply glamorous, brilliantly talented and intelligent, and handsome 50 and beyond? I love giving a voice to my passion. Do you want to know why? It keeps my brain active. If you don't use your brain, you're going to lose the power of making positive decisions for your life. You see, I don't care what your age is. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. That's what Mark Twain said. And if you're sitting there thinking, oh, Kathy, but I'm too old. I'm in my 70s. Age is a matter of the mind, and if you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Who said? Do call in and tell me, quote, the expert who said that beyond age 50, you're just sitting in God's waiting room. Hey, I'm going to challenge you. The guest calling number is 347-637-3789. Guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. You see, I'm going to go to the very end reciting Shakespeare's sonnets, 18 and 22. And I'm going to wear Christian Dior. Fabulous, fabulous outfit. Right now, on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest, how is your life going? Are you happy with your life? Do you have quick memory? Are you able to memorize? Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's leaves have all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed in every fear from fair. Sometime declines by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest. Nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. Sonnet 18, Shakespeare. So, now do you know why I love giving a voice to my passion? And I'm inviting you to email me, Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And let's talk, Michma Devanit. Don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. I'm going to quote this again. The body and brain don't age. We do by our choices. Why don't you choose to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? The world is waiting for you. You don't have to be a professional. But I will work with you on your voice. You see, darlings, I don't think you'd be listening to me very long if this is what I sounded like. Oh, how wondrous is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Now, to be the star of your very own show, you could be a business owner, you could be a mom and dad, stay at home, solopreneur, entrepreneur, and you have a mission and a passion, and you want to share it with the world. It's your story, your way. Did you know that internet radio is a very powerful advertising, marketing, PR tool? It's exploding. And best of all, darlings, you broadcast from the comfort of your home, office on a landline. I'm sitting in my office right now on a landline. Yeah, I know the show is live. And then after the show, give it about 20 minutes, it'll be archived. I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. We're talking about your show. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and in minutes, your show will circle the world, and then I become your outside advocate. No loose cannons, I work with you on content, and there is a one-time modest fee. And it's your show, your way, your story. And the response that you get will be based on how powerful your message is. Name recognition, repetition, exposure. That's the success formula for any business. And even if you're an entertainer. Have you ever thought about being part of the Live with Kathy Consortium in the form of a 30 or 60 second commercial? I help you develop your commercial. It's a 13 week commitment and it is affordable. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Don't you just feel the energy? The brotherhood, sisterhood, iron workers' impact? Titanic shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International and Canada. They're the Dom Perignon of the trades. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers and to, well, I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. You have to qualify. And hey, gals, this is for you too. Log on, ironworkers.org. And I wrote a tribute to ironworkers. What a noble profession. I told you, Bill the Silver Fox. Oh, I met him when I was 20 years old. So I hail from the world of haute couture and classical ballet, and they said it would never last. Ah, what did they know? We lasted 64 years. And you'll love the dedication, the tribute to them. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. You'll listen to it over and over and over again. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Be sure and log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beauvillant Iron Age. He is a wire art sculptor, and leatherworks are all originals. Unique, one-of-a-kind designs. Do you want to find out more about the Beauvillant? Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. Oh, they're the developers of the highest quality science-based supplements on the market today. Log on lifeextension.com, click on magazines, go to 2005, and read my profile. Bill Falloon and I have lasted longer than most marriages, 40 years. Hey, listen to me. Looks do matter. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. You want to know how to neutralize? How to look absolutely sensationally glamorous and handsome 50 and beyond? But I need to ask you, do you want to be 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You know, there is a call to action. The new aging paradigm redefines aging. The dynamic 60, 80-year-old is now the new face of the 40, 50. So you're probably asking, what's in it for me? How long does it take? What does it cost? Where's the proof? I could answer all of that. All you need to do is email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, because remember, darlings, I know what I'm talking about. I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience, and I am a simply ageless octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. Move over, Ponce de Leon. The perception of aging can be redefined. Join me on my mission and passion. It's been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized, but never glamorized. Oh, you could be glamorous and handsome. Just get in touch with me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And then you'll want to get Edith Nam, She's an author extraordinaire, and her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. We're all in the habit. We are all in the habit of TNT. Toxic negative thinking. So you're asking, Kathy, what is a habit? A habit is an action you do automatically. Why is it automatic? Because it's based on a cue you've established. For example, you wake up in the morning, that's your cue. And your habitual action is to brush your teeth. Or you get into your car, another cue. And your habitual action is to buckle up your seats. You have to really get that pen and pad out and write down every thought that you have every single day. And then read it at the end of the night. You will be amazed at how many habits you have developed that aren't in your best interest. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. You know, darling, there's only one of you. You will never have it again. Did you hear me? We're all like snowflakes. There's only one of me, one of you. I will never happen again, and you will never happen again. So what are you going to do about it? What's the formula, Kathy? I don't know what your thought patterns are. I have no idea. But if you want to change your life, you have to change your thinking. Subscribe to The Science of Mind. Log on scienceofmind.com, the magazine. I wouldn't be without it. Ernest Holmes and the contributors are absolutely brilliant. Listen, darlings, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is the only chance that you have. This is the only time in your life that you could make a difference. So, do you believe in you? How powerful and brainier are you? Everything we say, think, or do reflects the quality of our inner thoughts, whether they're thoughts of ourselves, relationships, careers, or conditions around us. What self-esteem do you have about you? You know, it's more than a belief in oneself. It's how you feel about yourself right now. Just the way you are. Brainier and self-esteem is a relationship with yourself. And here's a little secret. Don't tell anyone. What is the quality of your self-talk? Do you tell yourself how wonderful you are? Or do you downgrade yourself constantly? Who's your reference group? Who are the people that you associate with 24/7? I want you to listen to their talk, what they say to you. We teach people how to treat us. And if you are suffering from an inferiority complex, you are now associating with people that have the same complex. Do you tell yourself how wonderful you are? How smart you are? Or do you downgrade yourself? You see, how you feel about yourself determines the career you have, your mate, income, lifestyle, the friends we have, the treatment we receive from people, and the quality of our health is all determined by your acceptance of self in a positive way now. You see, we're all in the habit of thinking, so toxic negative thinking. We're all in the habit of thinking negative. Oh, I'm not worth it. Oh, Europeans think we're crazy because we're constantly competing and comparing. So what brain? What is your brain telling you now? Oh, that you're stupid? And you don't take advantage of every opportunity that life gives. Why? You see, there are no failures. There are challenges. And if the outcome isn't up to your expectations, it only means that there is something you need to learn. And it all starts in the brain. Now, I know the opening says that your brain by measure, some measure peaks when you're 22. It doesn't have to be that way. Remember I told you about super agers? Huh? Between the age of 60 and 80? And a super ager has the memory of someone 20 to 30 years younger. They took a test. The key is to stay active, to keep challenging your brain. Why do you think I do this show 3 times a week? I am not going to become a vegetable. I am not going to sit here and think, oh, what day is it? What did I do? Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. The quality of life depends on the quality of your thoughts. What are you thinking? In your brain right now, what are you thinking? What we expect from life is what we'll get. Oh, I see, you're into blame. You're going to blame everyone. Well, I got news for you, honey. Circumstances don't create our life, we do. You are the Baryshnikov. You are the Michelangelo. You are the creator of your life. And if you're living your life by the gospel of other people, that's your choice, our greatest power, our greatest freedom. If you want your world to improve, you need to begin working on your inner thoughts in the silence of quietness. In the silence of quietness. Just sit and listen. Go into a room, close your eyes. Take a couple of deep breaths. Clear the brain. And listen to the sound of silence. Positive thinking and knowing. Where you know with certainty you can achieve something, and you can expect the universe to back you up. If it's going to be, it's up to you. It's up to me. Write this down. This is gospel. I'll bet my career on it. Live in mind. And it can only return to us what we think into it. Life responds to our thinking, our outlook. What we think about comes about. You see, the minute I think about, oh, this show is going to be so creative, so exciting, I could hardly wait. That's what I'm going to get. You see, the universe doesn't say, oh, wait a minute, Kath, that's not entirely true. The show is, no, it isn't. You are what you think constantly. The body and brain don't age. We do by our choices. The brain is a muscle, and you have to constantly use it. But we're all in the habit of toxic negative thinking. Can you let go of the past? That's what you're all hanging on to. Let go and grow. Take time to process it. Experience it, then let it go. And when a negative thought comes into my brain, I don't push it out right away. I just say, oh, come on, you weren't invited, but what is it? What is it that I need to learn from you today? Let go and grow. Be smarter than everyone else. Forgive those involved, especially you. Learn from the experience. How many times have you heard me say, there is no tragedy in a challenge? Even in a tragedy, there is a lesson to learn. I know what I'm talking about. Bill, the silver fox, we were together for 64 years, passed away on June 2nd, 2016. We were together all of these years through trials and tribulations, and the loneliness is overwhelming. So what do I need to let go of? It's okay to go back and to remember and to be joyous and to admit that, yeah, the loneliness is overwhelming. But then I have to release that thought so that Bill could get to the space in heaven that I know he deserves to be in. So it's a learning experience for me too. And move and go forward. Oh yeah, Kath, yeah, that's great. Now tell me, Kath, how do we get to serenity and inner peace? You're going to train yourself to give thanks continuously. And as soon as your mind wanders off in the wrong direction, get it back on course. Use your brain. Be a brainiacer. Practice acceptance. Acceptance doesn't mean that you allow yourself to be treated poorly by others. It means that you accept others for who they are and let it go. You make a decision. They're either going to be in your life or they're not. Acceptance is understanding what you can change and cannot change. Don't you see how you can be a brainier? But remember, darlings, to be kind to others. And be careful what you drink. Coffee, tea, and some soft drinks have caffeine. I don't touch caffeine. But at 5 o'clock every evening, Bill would make our very mild cocktails, a salut jin dan, chin chin. And it brings back so many glorious memories. We have one little drink. Everything in moderation. Get enough sleep. You can't think clearly if you aren't rested. How can your brain function if it's so exhausted? Watch and read the right kind of books, movies, and television. And how cluttered is your home? A cluttered home is a cluttered mind. Get rid of stuff that you're hanging on to. Sit quietly in the sound of silence. And spend your time, be choicey, with the right kind of people. This is your life. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like the flame. I just love giving a voice to my passion. You see, the New Aging paradigm gives me the opportunity to inspire men and women to embrace the power and incredible potential in their lives, your life. The power of choices, our greatest freedom. Take time to live, darlings. Our world and life have so much to give. And it's all based on your choices. So what will your choices be today? I want you to log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, July 12th. Listen to this again over and over again. Until we meet again, remember to always be in your best elements. Stay beautiful and handsome. Until tomorrow, au revoir.